Here we are. It's another edition of The Good Stuff. We're Mike and Kim. I don't know who you are, but I know you're listening out there to some of our great radio stations like Lemon, South Dakota's KBJM 1400 AM. Just a reminder, if you have something to share on The Good Stuff, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. And the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit us here in the Valentine area. Over 50 things to do. I know I've not counted them all, actually, but I've done most of them in my lifetime, I guess. Maybe not all of them. I probably
really?
I should check the list out, yeah. I guess, and make sure that I've done them all. But check it out. Come on down. Spend a little bit of time here in the Valentine, Nebraska area. It's a great place to do some outdoor activities, especially with the Nebraska Star Party getting underway and all those kind of things that are happening. Over 400 people from internationals will be here for the Star Party. So, Kim, tell us about Tri-State Livestock News.
Well, I'd be honored. You know, the horse industry is a vital part of Tri-State Livestock News. Horse and rodeo enthusiasts turn to them weekly for horse sale results, rodeo results, and upcoming events. Breeders utilize the paper to market their stallions, broodmares, weanlings, and trainers use it to advertise their performance horses. It's all available. You can get it. It's so easy. Go to tsln.com. Get your subscription coming to your house weekly.
Tri-State Livestock News. It is what ranchers read. Well, today, Kim, I have the Ten Commandments of Marriage. And I don't know who the author is, and if I had written them, I probably wouldn't put my name on it either.
But oh, that sounds interesting.
If you're contemplating getting married, or maybe you've been married for a little bit, I think everybody will enjoy these. So,
getting married for a little bit? Is that what you said?
No, if you've been married for a little bit already.
Oh, if you've been married.
Okay.
All right.
Unknown author, The Ten Commandments of Marriage. Commandment number one, marriages are made in heaven, but so again are thunder and lightning.
Oh, it's one of these.
It's one of these. Commandment number two, if you want your wife to listen and pay strict attention to every word you say, make sure you talk in your sleep. Commandment number three, marriage is grand. A divorce is at least 100 grand. Ooh.
Oh, come on.
Commandment number four, married life is very frustrating. In the first year of marriage, the man speaks and the woman listens. In the second year, the woman speaks and the man listens. In the third year, they both speak and the neighbors listen. Ooh.
Oh, no.
Commandment number five, when a man opens the door for his wife in the car, you can be sure of one thing. Either the car is new or the wife is.
Oh, my.
Commandment number six, marriage is when a man and a woman become as one. The trouble starts when they try to decide which one. Commandment seven, before marriage, a man will lie awake all night thinking about something to say. After marriage, he will fall asleep before you finish speaking. Commandment eight, every man wants a wife who is beautiful, understanding, economical, and a good cook. But the law only allows for one wife. I did not write these. Okay.
Do you want me to get another shovel or can you? I think you're getting it all done with one shovel.
Commandment number nine, marriage and love are purely matter of chemistry. That's why the wife treats the husband like toxic waste. All right.
And that's all in fun.
I know it is. Number 10, a man is incomplete until he is married. After that, he's finished. Those are the 10 commandments of marriage. Author unknown. I am purely the messenger, folks. Kim, what do you have today?
I heard everybody go, oh.
Thank goodness that's over, huh?
Oh, hey, our sister-in-law, Jean Burge, I got this from her. Someone else wrote it, but I'm not sure who, but she shared it with me. Here's to middle-aged friendship, the ones that don't need perfect houses, perfect families, and perfect plans. No one's trying to impress anyone. There's no guilt for missed texts or canceled lunches, just grace. These friendships have seen laughter and love, but also heartbreak, distance, and life not going as planned. They held space in the silence, showed up when it mattered, and stood the test of time. That's what makes them sacred to middle-aged friendship.
All right, so mine wasn't as good as yours. So.
Well, thank you, Jean Burge. She always either writes the best stuff or finds the best stuff. We appreciate that. Okay, let's do a little happiness is a state of mind. The happiest of people don't necessarily have the best of everything. They just make the most of everything that comes along their way.
Yeah, that's a good thought.
Yeah. Happiness lives for those who cry, those who hurt, those who have searched, and those who have tried. For only they can appreciate the importance of people who have touched their lives.
All right. Well, thanks for sharing those. More of those on another edition of The Good Stuff.